So as I mentioned, we have a adult and teen challenge with us today. So what we'll do is we'll start out with a brief video. I got this guy here. So we'll do a brief video, and then the guys will do some presentations. Again, the reason that this one's so important to me is that the evidence of Christ in our life is life change. Right? If Christ is in our life, we live differently than if we don't know Christ. And there's that power that you see when lives are changed. It reminds us of what Jesus can do. There's an author named John Ortberg. You may or may not know. I'm kind of a favorite. He's one of my favorite authors. Who talks so much about you begin to understand Jesus when you begin to encounter him. Or you understand your relationship with Jesus. And he actually uses this metaphor from Helen Keller. You may remember that Helen Keller was blind and deaf. So how do you teach her to communicate? And teachers had a great deal of difficulty doing that. And she acted out. She broke things. She was a very angry child. And then her teacher comes along one day and keeps trying to get her to understand. And so she has to sign language, but she has to do it in her hand so she can actually feel it because she can't see it. And she would keep doing things. So she would hand her a vase, and then she would sign the word for vase into her hand, and it made no sense, so she would destroy the vase. Right? She would do the same sort of things with dolls and other things. And then one day, the teacher put her hand in flowing water and spelled the word water. And the movement and the action and the life of the water suddenly made it make sense. Right? Prior to that moment, all that signing was just words. And suddenly became life. And that's what Christ does in us. If we just kind of read what the Bible says and we never do anything with it, we're not changed. They're just words. They're morality, not life transformation. But when we experience the life of it, it shows us what it really means. And I believe that that's what God does in their lives. He's done in my life. And he will do in all of our lives if we'll embrace it. So we'll start with a short video, and then the guys will do their presentation.
My name is Jeff. I'm 26 years old from Laconia, New Hampshire. I had a great upbringing with loving and caring parents. They did everything that they could to set me up for success and happiness in life. After graduating high school, I began to experiment on my own. And by the time I turned 21, I went against everything good that I was taught. Living a party lifestyle quickly turned into a heroin addiction. And at the end of that 5-year addiction, it took everything from me. Last year, on August 28th, 2016, I got into a really bad car accident that honestly should have ended my life. I had overdosed for the third time. When I was found in the middle of the woods, I was brought back to life with Narcan and to discover that I didn't have a scratch. I knew in that moment that was the work of God, that he rescued me and that he saved my life that day. So I called Teen Challenge the very next day from the hospital bed. And I came into the program that Friday, September 2nd, 2016. I've been in Teen Challenge just over a year now. I'm part of the Teen Challenge End Addiction campaign, as well as the Drug Awareness Team, where I get to go out and share my stories, and more importantly, spread the message of hope in the suffering communities. Today, I claim victory in Jesus Christ, because through him and him alone, I overcame, and I know that I'm never looking back.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having us today. It is truly a blessing to be here. We are a long-term, 10-to-12-month Christian discipleship program with the main focus of helping people find freedom from life-controlling issues. Adult and Teen Challenge was actually first established in the 1950s with the main goal of helping the addicts and their families. Since then, we have been the largest and most successful program of its kind, and that is all possible through the power of Jesus Christ. We are a 22-man bed center in Manchester, New Hampshire, and we're one of 14 throughout New England and New Jersey serving men, women, and adolescent girls. We're one of 230 centers across the United States, and we're also one of 1,400 across the world. After today, you're going to be blown away by how God is at the works in the Ministry of Adult and Teen Challenge. You're going to hear some insight, what the program has to offer, and some good testimonies from some of us brothers. Other than that, you'll think of no other place to send someone you know who is struggling with a life-controlling issue, and that is Adult and Teen Challenge. Other than that, it's my absolute honor and privilege to introduce you to the men of Adult and Teen Challenge, Manchester, New Hampshire. So, my name's Liam. I'm gonna share my testimony with y'all. I'm 19 years old today. I was born in South Philly, so go Birds. And my whole life I struggled with anger. That's all I was ever around was anger and a bad way of responding to certain situations. My dad was an addict, so I got the brunt end of his addiction. Growing up in that area, it wasn't the best. We weren't in the best living situation. Money wasn't, you know, our first thing, so we made ends meet with what we had. I was always bullied in and out of school. I was always made fun of because I wasn't wearing those new kicks that the other kids were. And slowly, I just took all that pain and I covered it with anger. Unfortunately, I was abused by my aunt, who we trusted to help us get into a living situation as my dad was getting ready to come off his addiction. He was coming out of jail. She was abusive, and I was too little to stand up for myself, so I didn't really know what to do. So all I could do was just hold up everything that I had pent up. My neighbor, who lived across the street from us, he was actually our babysitter who ended up molesting me more than I could count at the ages of 10 to 13. I moved up to the beautiful state called Mass around 13 years old. My dad's free from addiction, and our family is finally getting into a better spot. Recovery is coming, but for some reason, I wasn't really recovering. I was still angry. I was getting in and out of fights through school nonstop, in and out of the court system. Eventually, when I turned the age of 18, two years ago, I got into a fight with my brother just a couple months after. I got arrested for the first time. I sat in a cell with a bunch of guys detoxing for the first time. It was not what I thought jail was. It sucked. By the grace of God, I didn't have to really do anything. I just got released. I got the opportunity to have hotels paid for a month after being released from that situation. I then got told by my dad that I was going to Adult and Teen Challenge. I was just old enough to go. And he said, too bad, too sad, you're going. It was a year of my life that I wasn't prepared to surrender. So I did. I came to the doors of this ministry depressed. I was terrible. I had purple hair. I wish they could show you the picture of what I looked like when I came in. I was going through it. I had an identity crisis, that's for sure. I'm 9 months in the program, and one thing I've learned is surrender is all you can do. I definitely have all the tools that has been given to me by Christ. The next step is just me making a choice. I'm going to be in the program longer than 10 to 12 months, but that's all right because I'd rather fail in this program than fail outside in life. So I've come along. I've learned so many things. I've gotten in the kitchen more. I've been in the shop more. I've done more fundraising, public speaking. I've definitely had adventures. As a matter of fact, as some of those prayer requests, I had surgery 3 days ago. Never thought that happened here in Teen Challenge, but I'm here standing to let you know this program works. And definitely changed something in me, and there's a lot more to come. The verse I stand on, I got tattooed on my arm when I was 16. Don't know why, but I do now. And it's Philippians 4:13, for I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you.
Good morning, church. So I'm going to take a few minutes to explain what the program has to offer. I want to start off by saying we are a resident first program, and we offer 4 points of care: spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental. So we have a weight room that we just rebuilt, and it's a way for us to get back into shape after being in our addiction for so long. We have warm Tempur-Pedic beds that are very thick. They're a lot better than the beds that most people are used to when they come into the program. We have 3 daily meals. As you can tell, we do not miss a meal at this program. We offer transportation to anywhere we need to go, whether it's doctors, dentists, probation, court, home, church, and even the emergency room. We have mentoring, which are one-on-one sessions with a staff member that have already been through the program, so they already know what we go through each day, and they just offer us advice, they give us encouragement on how to get through our daily struggles. We have apprenticeships, which teaches time management. It's an additional 6 months after you graduate the program, and it's a way for them to stay productive and to help the younger residents and give back to the program. We have life coaching, which helps older residents rebuild resumes, checkbooks, basic life skills that will help them when they go back out into the world and start living again. We have clinical counseling, so we see a Christian licensed alcohol and drug counselor twice a week, and she's not like any other counselor that we've seen. She doesn't just give us medicine and say, you're all set. You know, she refers us back to the Bible and gives us scripture that actually helps us with whatever problem we are going through. We have vocational training. So as we have a carpenter shop where we make those beautiful cutting boards out front. We have culinary arts where we learn how to cook. We don't have our own cook. We all learn how to cook for each other. We have leadership training, business development, and public relations, which is what I'm doing right now. We have daily academic studies. So our academic coordinator gives us contracts and growth plans for us to work on each month. And it consists of Bible studies, little booklets that we have to complete, and reading scripture. We have the high set. So if people come into the program that didn't graduate high school, they will have the opportunity to take the equivalency test and will be able to leave the program with their GED or diploma. And we have group studies with our academic coordinator every single Monday. We work on book studies together as a group. We have spiritual enrichment events where we get to go to our headquarters in Brockton, Massachusetts for spiritual emphasis, which is a 3-day meeting where all the centers get together and we get to pray, worship, have altar calls, and just praise God together. We have chapel and church services, so our director comes in every Tuesday and gives us a tailored message. He's very in tune with the program. He knows what goes on in the house, and he offers us encouragement on how we can encourage ourselves and others through the hard times in the program. We have weekly family visits. So we have family ministry, which is an opportunity for us and our families to get together and offer our families their own healing journey that they can start. So instead of us telling them what they did, it's their turn to tell us how we've hurt them. We have off-campus visits and home passes. So the farther you get in the program, you get to go home for 24 hours, 48 hours, and so on. It's more time that you get to spend with your family and rekindle the relationships that you've broken. We have marriage retreats and marriage guidance with our director and his wife. They've both been through the program, so they know how hard it is, and they offer advice to those who are married. And finally, we have 24-hour supervision. So there's always an intern or an apprentice on site, and we do not go anywhere without taking someone with us. So it just helps us to make better decisions. So that's what the program has to offer, and now I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. My name's Mark. I'm 22 years old. I was born in Rochester, New Hampshire in 2003. And for the first 2 years of my life, I was in foster care with my half-brother until 2005, when I was adopted into a wonderful Catholic family, and I moved to Hampton. And so by the time I was 9 years old, I had just lost both my grandparents, and I had to go to both funerals for them, which was hard. It was hard for me as a young kid to have to go through that. And I struggled to feel loved and accepted in my own family, which caused me to search for it through lust and stealing, which started when I was 11 and continued until I was 13, when I was so deep in my addiction, I didn't know who was able to help me and how I could quit. When I was 16, I lost my best friend to brain cancer, and that just caused me to turn my back completely on God. I thought he wasn't answering my prayers. I thought he didn't care for me or didn't care for my needs, and so I stopped reaching out. I stopped praying. I just completely said, he's ignoring me. He doesn't care. He doesn't love me. And that continued until I made the decision to go to His Mansion Ministries when I was 19 for a year. And at that program, I learned how to accept responsibility for my actions that I did. And I learned to take a deeper look at why I chose a road of addiction. Upon graduating that program, I decided to come to Adult and Teen Challenge. Coming to Teen Challenge was not an easy choice for me. I wanted to get back in the world. I wanted to start living my life. I thought I was ready. But coming here has taught me that I was not ready for the world. You know, I needed more time to grow. I needed more time to heal. And so throughout this program, it's done miracles in my life. Most recently, it's rekindled the relationship that I've had with my little brother, where a few years ago, we were constantly arguing and fighting and making each other's lives miserable. We wanted nothing to do with each other and wanted no communication. And if we had any, it was all anger and frustration. And over the last year, God's just been working in both my life and in his life to the point of where we are now the closest we've ever been, which is only possible through the work of God. I am now 8 months into the program. I graduated earlier this month, and I have decided to stay on as an intern and learn different trades that they have to offer and to help the younger residents, and it's a way for me to give back to the program that saved my life. Honestly, I don't know where I'd be if I didn't come. I'd probably be out on the street somewhere. And the verse that I stand on today is John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And this verse has taught me that no matter what dark tunnel I'm in, God is and will always be the way out. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Praise God, everyone. My name's Ojo. I'm originally from East Africa, far away from home. God has blessed me a lot with several things, several gifts and talents, and family all over the world. So I've learned different cultures, and this at a young age helped me to succeed at very many goals and very many things. I was able to build things around me that tragically actually came to an end. I had lost people, I had lost a lot in my life. So it came to the state where I resorted to alcohol for my pain and suffering, which was the wrong thing to do. A relative of mine came to me and saw me in my pain, my tired state, and thought Teen Challenge was a good idea for me. I did not know what Teen Challenge was about. As of now, I have learned to, right now I am able to surrender to God. I've surrendered to God everything. Just weeks into my stay, we were at a chapel, and I dropped down, shed tears, and cried. I gave my all to God. I'm now able to obey, to serve. I know he has a purpose for me for my future. I know there's a path for me after here even. I dwell on this scripture that I learned from a brother who left the program, from James 2:4, counting it all joy through various trials that I can learn testing. By the testing of my faith, I can be perfect. I could have patience, And if I let this patience grow, I should be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I'm not going to call my brother Jared. Thank you so much for having us here.
Good morning, everybody. As you're arriving, we were handing out some prayer cards. If you did not receive a prayer card or need a pen to fill one out, just please raise your hand and someone will be right over to assist you. On the left side of the prayer card is an area for your basic information. We're just going to send you up to date on what's going on in the ministry and the testimony of the men in the program. On the right side of the prayer card is the area for your prayer. Every man here is an answered prayer. Here at Teen Challenge, we believe that prayer is our most powerful weapon. That's why we pray over each other in these prayer cards twice a day in an accessory prayer. If you can't think of anything to pray for, you can pray for one of us. Now I'm going to give you some time to fill it out as the music plays. And when you're done, just raise your hand and someone will be over to collect them. As an additional blessing for filling out the prayer card, we'll give you $10 off any board of your choice at the end of the service. Thank you. Have a good day. We'll be around to collect them all after the service. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared. Good morning, church. My name is Michael. I'm the final presenter of the morning.
I'm 38 years old, and my whole life, you know, I was born into a Catholic family. I knew of God. I didn't know you had to have a relationship with him, and I didn't, because I spent the last 20 years as an alcoholic and drug addict. I was a hard worker. That's what my dad raised me to be, so I figured if I worked hard, I could do whatever it is I wanted to in this world. You know, as long as I was at work, I could drink every day after work. I could do drugs after work. And I thought I could manage it. With 12 years of opioid addiction, that came to an end. You know, and that I even found God then. But my alcohol and other drug intakes just ruined my life to the point where it wasn't manageable. None of it was really manageable, to be honest with you. You know, I had a good upbringing, and I just saw a way out of my own head, even though I had a good upbringing with drugs. I thought I'd just do it. So last year, after losing a cousin to an overdose that I was going to move in with, I was at my last rock bottom among many. My family came around to me and said, "Oh, Mike, let's go have dinner at our cousin Danielle's house." I was like, "You know, that sounds like a good idea." And I get to Danielle's, and there's nothing cooking. I don't smell any food. I don't see anybody sitting at a dinner table. I see 10 of my close relatives, my mom and my brother, sitting in the living room. It was an intervention. And they asked me to come to a Dalton Teen Challenge. And right then and there, I felt something like this weight come off my shoulders. And I didn't know what it was yet. It was a great feeling. I came into the program February 7th of last year. And I came in with a smile, like the sun was shining, it was cold out, it was winter, and I just came in with a smile, smirk on my face, and like, "What are you smiling about?" I'm like, "Well, I'm coming here to change my life." Like, I felt good about something I was doing in my life, and it was crazy, because all the things I thought I did in life, you know, I worked hard, I had fun, went places, like, those got me smiling. This, walking into a, you know, a Christian discipleship program had me smiling and happy and joyful, like, true joy. I graduated the program in December. You know, throughout the year, I was asked to be put into leadership roles with going out fundraising to stores. I don't know if anybody's ever seen us in front of stores. We sell cutting boards. We, you know, do donations. I was in charge of running that, or helped the guy in charge running that. And I graduated December. I stayed on as an apprentice. I, you know, was arguing with God and what he wanted me to do, and he didn't want me to leave right after the program was done. And since I've been in this apprenticeship, you know, other than still continuing to help the ministry, I've found out that he wants me to go and do mission work when I'm done here, when my time at this ministry is over in the next few months, to travel to where people need help build things, you know, help make wells. You know, I still have that work ethic in me where I like to go use my hands, get dirty. So I still want to use that to benefit, you know, people and, you know, to serve our God. The verse I stand with is out of James. It's a man is saved by what he does as well as what he believes. Now, I just want to take a few minutes to share some scary facts about the state of New Hampshire and its, you know, its programs. The state of New Hampshire, well, there was 110,000 overdose deaths last year in the United States, with New Hampshire being ranked third among all 50 states. The state was allotted like $65 million to help programs, 30-day, 60-day, 90-day state-funded programs, with the success rate of those programs only being under 10%. Well, Adult and Teen Challenge, who doesn't see a penny of that, because we're faith-based, state and religion don't mix, we don't see any of that. We have a success rate of over 75% of staying clean and sober up to 5 years after graduating the program. So we come to churches like yours, like today, and you know, we show you what God's doing in our lives, but we also come and ask, you know, we have a dollar a day sponsorship where you can sponsor a resident for just a dollar a day. It's $30 a month. If you are willing, you see on your heart you would like to help us out today, you can see me out back after the service is done. And maybe I could get you signed up. But if not, I would still like to talk to any of you guys and let you know what my journey's been with God in this last year of, you know, really life-changing experiences for myself, and I know for all these guys too as well. So I just want to say again, thank you for having us, church. Thank you, Pastor Jim. for allowing us to come here and present. And God bless. Thank you.
But thank you so much for being here, guys. I'm so grateful. It's a blessing to me to hear what God's doing in your lives. I don't know what else to say. God does amazing things, and you guys are proof of it. And I'm grateful that you guys are here. Grateful to our congregation to being open to having other folks come in and speak. So I hope it was a blessing to you. It certainly was a blessing to me. So they do have cutting boards and stuff set out outside on the left if you'd like to purchase something. If you'd just like to talk to the guys, they're out there. So on the left as you exit, I'd encourage you to consider doing that. The church has made a donation as well to thank them for being here. I think the work they do is critically important. And so we're grateful that you were here to share that with us.